Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, BA, how are you?
You know what? I'm well. It's nice to be back in town. We just finished up, much like the Guardians did before us, we just finished up a three-city, 10-game road trip to Oakland, Seattle, Anaheim. Mm. And the last one in Anaheim, by the way, on the schedule, it was 4 o'clock. Like, why are we playing a 4 o'clock getaway game from the West Coast? But that's the way that it was. So bottom line is, by the time that game was over and we went up, got on the plane and flew back into town, I literally got in my car, drove home, pulled in the driveway, walked in the house, and woke the kids up for school. That's what time we got back.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not fun. So yesterday was an off day, but it wasn't really an off day. I didn't feel like I was a human being until like dinner time. But happy to be back at it and happy to have slept in my own bed.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I don't know if you're aware, but the G-men are having some issues with COVID. Carl Willis, the only uniform, somehow Carl avoided getting it, and everybody else is out. So
I saw that.
That's rough. But I'm curious to see what happens this weekend. That's worth tuning in for just to see, BA.
We had a small little breakout with our guys before we went to on the West Coast trip, kind of like the Indians did, and then they had to pull the Valley Sports, Great Lakes, they had to pull them off the road, and Rick Manning was kind of stuck behind for a few days. I had heard same thing was going on with us, and so we had the Saturday morning before we were flying out on that Sunday afternoon, they started testing anybody that was going to go on the road had to test negative on Saturday and Sunday, or they couldn't get on the plane. And that first Saturday, we lost, I think, at 4 coaches. Right there, we lost them. So yeah, so we had different guys in the dugout, and they didn't tell us. By the way, we had no idea. And all of a sudden, the first mound visit, Rick Knapp comes popping out of the dugout, and we're like, who's this, and where'd Kyle Snyder go? And then come to find out, yeah, 4 of them had tested positive. And I think the Guardians were at, 7 or 8? I mean, that's a whole new staff.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they've lost everybody but Carl.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you. I loved Carl Willis as a pitching coach. When I was there, back in whatever that was, 03, he was our pitching coach. He's just a tremendous human being, really good pitching coach. And I'll be very anxious to watch him manage. Obviously I won't be able to watch the game, but to see how it goes, because that's going to be something a little different for him.
Yeah, Jeff and I both liked him too for the same reason you do, because we got to know him when we were around the team every day. What makes him such a special coach?
Regular guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
That's it. Relatable. I think that anybody that is a successful coach, and I don't really even care what sport, but just think about a hitting coach and a pitching coach. You deal with, last year the Rays used, I think, like 38 different pitchers. I mean, it was some number that you're like, that's almost the entire 40-man roster. It was that big. So think about having to coach these guys. Each one of them has a different button to push to get the best out of them. Each one of them takes information on differently than maybe the guy next to him. This guy is a visual learner. This guy likes to see things written down. This guy's more into the video. This guy's more into the, scouting reports that he hand writes. And you've got to relate to all of those different people. But before you even do that, you have to figure out what kind of guy is this and how can I get my message across to him best. And everybody's going to be different. So to be able to do that with all these different personality types, that is one of the main attributes. You got to know your stuff, but you got to know how to get your stuff to your players. And Carl Willis does that in a great way. And he's just, like you said, he's an everyman. I mean, he's just a guy. He could, you know, there's no air about him. He wants everybody to succeed. He can relate to the Latin player as easily as he can relate to any other. I mean, he's just a good coach and a great guy. But it's all about those relationships, man.
I've always thought coaches, BA, need to check their ego. They have to have an ego, but they have to check it at the door. And it's, the good ones can really do that.
Yeah, agreed. And that's not, you're right, that's not easy for guys to do. Think about this. Think about some of the best players, and they transition into the coach's role, and it doesn't go very well.
Yeah,
because they can't relate. They can't relate. You think about Rod Carew, and I loved Rod Carew as a coach. He was a hitting coach, obviously, when I was with the Angels, and we have a great relationship. But as good of a hitter as he was, it didn't translate into being a coach, and probably because he didn't get it. Like he didn't get, like, this guy's hitting 240, and I'm telling him what he needs to be able to do to get that average up. All of 240 would be raking in today's game. But but so he just probably couldn't understand how these hitters couldn't make the adjustment, because he's just like, he rolled out of bed and hit 320.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it didn't come very easy for him. Probably because he couldn't relate to the player who couldn't make the adjustment and was a 250 hitter.
You just mentioned something about hitting today and what's going on, and Rod Carew in 240 would be phenomenal. With batting averages way down, where's this going to go this year, Brian? Do you think there's something more, they're going to warm up, or they're going to tweak the ball and not tell anybody, or is this what we're going to look at this year?
You know what? All of the above. The way that Major League Baseball has handled their purchase of Rawlings, and now they're in charge of making these baseballs, and they're bouncy, then they're not bouncy, and all these different, it's absolutely absurd, number one. But number two, you could definitely see them all of a sudden with a new batch of balls that are all, it's carrying. And then they can say, well, it's summer, everything's warming up, and we're getting more offense back into the game. So I could see a lot of different things happening. I do think that as the summer rolls on, typically the numbers have historically started to go up a little bit. So I think that you're going to see that too. A lot of it too has to do with, you think about the way that they're able to go into basically these pitching labs and teach these, they can go in and look at stuff in real time, pitch shape, pitch speed, spin rate, how to shape your slider. Now everybody wants to sweep the slider. So not only do we want depth, it used to be that pitch was a short little boom, a hard breaking ball that had depth, but it was short and it was late. Well, now they want that pitch to have a little bit bigger shape. They still want the depth, but they want the sweep. So they're able to go in real time and tweak, your hand positioning, all these different things to get the desired result on that pitch. All of this making it so much more difficult for the hitters. And then on top of that, they're teaching the hitters, hey, you strike out. Just take three whacks to try to hit the ball to Timbuktu, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Well, that's a plan to have a really cruddy batting average. And then on top of that, with what the pitchers are being able to do, well, you see where it's at right now.
All right, BA, let's switch gears. Are you a schedule release guy, kind of super excited when that happens, or did you have a chance to look at the Browns schedule?
I took a quick peek at it. I was locked into the hockey game last night.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, so I was locked into that, but I did take a peek, and I was interested. I wouldn't watch the show per se. I mean, I don't need to go that far. But once I get word, an alert on my phone or something, that the Browns schedule has been released, yeah, I'll take a peek and see, where they start. I always look to see when the baseball season is over, who do they play then? Those are games that I could, potentially go to. I will say this, though. There's a real good chance that now with Harper being in school down here, and I'm spending obviously a lot more time in Florida, mm-hmm. I think that this year Thanksgiving will be celebrated in Cleveland, because that Sunday after Thanksgiving, the Buccaneers are in Cleveland, and that would be a fun game to go to.
Nice. I like that.
Lightning come back and win game seven?
Well, I hope not. I mean, I shouldn't probably say that.
Oh, I thought you were a Lightning fan.
No, the other team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Way to go, Andy.
Oh, this can
get BA in trouble.
Can you give me a go, Leafs, go, please, or no?
No, no. Well, I mean, I could, but I'm not going to.
How did you become a Leafs fan?
I was going to say, how do I know this and you don't?
I didn't know you were a Leafs
fan. No, you know what? Yeah, well, here's why, and this is kind of crazy. I became a Leafs fan because growing up out in Geneva, you know, we didn't have cable TV. You had your TV with the antenna, and we would get the main network stations out of Cleveland, you know, so we get 3, 5, and 8 at
but
the time.
Channel 10 and, over the lake, is that what you got?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we get Hockey Night in Canada over the lake. So, and the Maple Leafs, it was funny because I just did a show because we're getting ready to play the interestingly enough, the Rays are getting ready to play the Toronto Blue Jays while the Lightning are playing the Leafs. So I was on a radio station up in Toronto and I was telling them this story. And they were absolutely blown away because they're like, from what we understand up here, people were so annoyed that the Toronto Maple Leafs owned, Hockey Night in Canada that it was a turnoff. And they're like, and here you became a fan of that team because they were on that channel all the time. And I said, yeah, it's funny how it works out, but that was it.
It's a good story.
Tom Brady is 45 and becoming a television announcer at some point. BA,
yeah.
you do color analyst work. I'm guessing you're not making $37.5 million a year, but I think you're worth every dang dime if you did get it.
Yeah.
How stunning is it that the guy picked up the biggest contract ever for an analyst without ever doing real television work? Does that stun you at all, or... Because I've just been sitting back and thinking about it like, well, I get it. He's Tom Brady. But is he going to be any good? And I'm not sure. I've just truly, it's been kind of perplexing to me.
Yes. I will say this. I'll give you the caveat. If someone wants to pay you that much money, take it. I mean, I'm for anybody getting whatever that they can get if someone's willing to pay it. And obviously they were willing to pay it. Now, that being said, I don't understand it at all. Forget about if he's good or not. I don't understand it at all because the games that he's going to get, you're tuning into those games to watch that game. It doesn't matter who's calling it. You know, they're going to get the best of the best. And so you're going to pay a guy almost $38 million a season to call games that are going to get watched anybody. Nobody's tuning in to an NFL game for the announcers. They're not. They're not. And so, you know, why in the world? I guess that's the rate because they want a name guy. You know, they lost Aikman. They lost, Joe Buck. And so they need a name, and that's what you're going to have to pay to get the name. And which, by the way, it also shows you how much money the NFL makes and how much their partners make when they can throw that contract out there like it's nothing. On top of that, what you said is the thing that is most concerning or scary potentially. 10 years, $37.5 million, and we don't even know if he can do the job. I will tell you from being on this end and doing the job, it's not nearly as easy as it looks.
That is correct.
And it's not. There is so much that goes into a broadcast and timing and, you know, breaking things down. And you can, there are times where something will happen and I'll break a play down. And like the next pitch, I'm like, I wish I would have added that because that's pretty interesting. Now, sometimes you can go back and do that. And other times you just let it go because the timing's not right. And if you all of a sudden say it then, it sounds forced and people are like, it's just off. So there's a lot that goes into that. Not to mention you have to have somewhat of a personality and being able to, you know, to sell these things and energy level. And we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. This is like you said, you gave a guy a $375 million, 10 year deal without knowing if he can actually do the job. That is incredibly shocking.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
What's amazing to me, Brian, is because you're so shy and never have an opinion on anything, I was so worried you weren't going to be able to make it in this business.
Well, yeah. You know what's bad, though, when you're like you're 26 or 27 and people are like, you know, you got to think about getting into TV when you're done playing. I'm like, first of all, what are you saying? I'm still young, so you must not think a whole lot about my career right now, number one.
I think I said that to you in a cab while you were playing, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. No, oh, you did. But I think I was a little older then. But at the same time, you learn. I mean, I find myself, you know, even when I'm breaking down, like getting ready to do this series starting tonight and this year, going into different areas to find stuff and, you know, to be able to present it in a better way to the fan, because that's what you want to do as a color analyst of any sport. What you want to do is tell the fan at home why something happened and give them a peek behind the curtain. You know, set something up. Hey, you may want to look for this down the road. So the people at home are like, oh, okay. And then that situation comes up and you're like, oh, look, he talked about this and they just try, you know, whatever. And you want people to just, you want just, like I said, to open that door and let people peek behind the curtain and learn the game on a deeper level without speaking in, you know, big language that no one can understand.
It is pretty amazing though, BA, how many guys have gone through the organization here and have found themselves doing television or doing radio and that's not just baseball. That's so many sports. Like I can't tell you how many times you turn on the TV and you're like, oh, that guy played for the Indians. Oh, he played. Oh, I know. Oh, look at that, Pat Tabler. Huh? How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's right. I mean, it's
crazy.
Well, listen, it's all of you media personalities up there grooming everybody without them even knowing.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what it is.
We were getting moved down that path and had no idea. Thanks to you guys.
We were looking for you to fill time, so we didn't have to talk as much. Thank you, BA. We got to roll. We got to roll, bro.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, boys. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you soon. Brian Anderson, super friend of the show, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.